The Argentinian author Roberto Arlt was born into poverty and was expelled from school when he was just 8, and yet he went on to write a series of rough, brutal, colloquial, and surreal novels that inspired many Latin American writers, including Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Even Borges has sung his praises. Although both of Arlt's major works are available in English, he has not been widely read in the United States. In the third of our Summer Underappreciated Author series, we will look at Arlt's life and works, and I'm pleased that it brings his translator, Michelle McKay Ainsworth, to my show today. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How did Roberto Arlt get expelled from school at such a young age?
Well, Arlt liked to mythify his life, and he wrote a column for 15 years in El Mundo in which he talked about how he got expelled. In fact, he said it was just the third grade. Actually, it was more like the fifth grade. He was expelled several times, it seems. It's not too clear why. He blamed it on his name. He said, "It's not my fault that I was named Arlt," which is his father was Prussian. And it is difficult to say in Spanish.
Well, his mother's name...
there was something else going on.
His mother's name was even more difficult to say. They were German emigres?
His father was Prussian. His mother, his father, Karl, was Prussian. His mother, Ekaterina or Catalina, was from the north of Italy. She spoke Italian. His father spoke German.
So in either way, he was the child of immigrants. Did that make him feel like an outsider?
Definitely, and it had such an influence on his writing. Almost everything he wrote fictionally was about outsiders, about people born in poverty, immigrants, prostitutes, thieves. He focused on a segment of Argentine society that just had not been written about in serious literature before.
And he writes about the underworld that we associate with later writers like Céline, William Burroughs, and the like.
Right.
Was there a history of this kind of literature in Argentina at the time?
Definitely not. His contemporary actually was Borges. They were born just a year apart. And, of course, Borges is famous for his what has been called elite style, certainly not grounded in very real circumstances, although he sometimes wrote about knife-throwing and tanguistas. But Arlt was looking at, in fact, he bragged about the fact that he was the voice of the people. He was going to write about what was really happening as this wave of immigrants and growth hit Buenos Aires in the beginning of the 20th century.
He was born in 1900, so
yes.
He was in Buenos Aires at a time when it was going through all this change. It was becoming a major immigrant city.
Yes, it was a phenomenal time of growth. It actually began at the end of the 19th century, and at the same time, Argentina was rather wealthy, actually. At one time, it was the eighth wealthiest country in the world. And he tried to bring attention to the other side, the underside of what was going on socially.
What happened to him after he was forced out of school? Did he start writing, or did he try his hand at a number of different professions?
There is a period there. He is said to have started writing Mad Toy when he was 19. So there's about 10 years there that he didn't really write about too much. It's clear that he was reading. He continued to read avidly. There is a story that he actually wrote a novel called A Diary of a Morphine Addict that has been lost. But so he didn't write too much about that period, and it's kind of interesting to speculate about what kind of experiences he might have been going through. We know that he did take on various odd jobs, selling butcher paper. He went into the Navy mechanic school for a while, but that didn't work out. So he finally found his vocation as a writer at about 18 or 19.
Well, how much can we learn about his life from his books? Mad Toy does come across as being semi-autobiographical.
Yes, it's very similar in many ways to Arlt's life. Both his character, his main character, Silvio, and Arlt, as I said, were born of immigrants, born into poverty. Silvio, the main character in Mad Toy, was a school dropout. They had absentee fathers, and yet this intense search for a mentor. This is something also we see in Arlt, that he needed a mentor. They dreamed of being a someone and getting rich. They both came up with very wild inventions. The character in the novel came up with, he invented an automatic star counter and a typewriter that takes dictation. Arlt himself patented rubberized stockings, which were guaranteed not to run. But somehow these didn't catch on.
He in Mad Toy, Silvio, the main character, is confronted by a homosexual, and instead of immediately scorning him as the conventions of the day would have required, he engages in conversation. Because even though Arlt wasn't gay, he had empathy with all outsiders?
Yes, he was willing to talk about subjects like this that no one else was treating. In Argentine literature at the time, it was expected that gays, homosexuals would immediately commit suicide when confronted. But this was a very interesting encounter. It just sort of gradually dawns on Silvio as he is put into this hotel room together with the other boy that the other boy is gay. And it's very ironic because this is told from the point of view of Silvio's older self. And we hear him thinking, oh, what noble things I would like to tell this guy. So he's trying to keep his distance, and at the same time he's fascinated, and the young homosexual, the young gay, develops before our eyes as a fellow who really is very sure of himself and very sure of his destiny.
Arlt said he liked to toy with his characters, using them to study his own desires.
Yes.
How did he come to this? This is something that I associate with certain cutting-edge European writers, people like Italo Svevo, for example. But
Or Pirandello. I think it became very clear when he started writing his plays toward the end of his life, how much he was influenced by Pirandello, where these characters that represent different aspects of the author's psychology appear on stage.
My guest is Michelle McKay Ainsworth, who has translated some novels by Roberto Arlt, a writer who is still considered one of the great masters throughout Latin America, but barely read in this country, and we'll get to why that is later. You decided to read a little passage from Mad Toy to give us a taste of Arlt.
Yes.
Now, isn't Mad Toy considered Arlt's most conventional work?
I don't think any of his works is considered conventional. He's a one-off, very original author because he was an autodidact. He was self-taught, and he insisted on his originality. This book is episodic, like some of the Pensons du Terrail episodic serialized romances that he loved and his character loved, but it is so many other things, and in fact I would even call it postmodern in something that's still very, very modern and easy to read from our modern point of view.
So what are you going to read for us?
Well, this is a passage that I like very much. It's from the first chapter. It's a scene in which Silvio and a couple of his friends, also school dropouts, who call themselves the Club of the Midnight Horsemen, decide to rob a school library. And in this passage, we're right in the middle of that robbery. Enrique sat at the desk, paging through the books and putting them in order. I had just finished wrapping up the light bulbs in a neat package when we recognized Lucio's footsteps in the hallway. His face was twisted, and great beads of sweat stood out on his forehead. some guy's coming this way. He just came in. Put out the light. Enrique looked at him in astonishment and automatically turned off his flashlight. I panicked and grabbed the crowbar that one of us, I don't remember who, had left near the desk. In the darkness, a ring of snow circled my head like a band of penance. With hesitant steps, the unknown visitor climbed the stairs. Fear suddenly reared its head and transfigured me. I stopped being the adventurous young boy. My muscles tensed. My body became a grim statue overflowing with criminal instinct. A statue standing erect on rigid legs that were crouched in the awareness of danger. Who could it be? Asked Enrique. Well, that just gives you a little taste of the intensity of the desperation of these young boys in their adventure.
Read by Michelle McKay Ainsworth, translator of Mad Toy, by Roberto Arlt, who is the subject of today's underreported series. He claimed to be dedicated to bad writing, although that didn't sound all that bad. But what I noticed was lots of ellipses. And although he wrote before Celine, they seem to have certain affinities, not just in their desire to write about the dregs of society, so to speak, but also to put all these dots all over the page.
Well, his punctuation was certainly unorthodox. I kind of think of it like Emily Dickinson's use of dashes. They're kind of a musical punctuation. Excuse me. And he was very much influenced by music. One of his books, one of his novels, is called Amor Brujo, after Manuel de Falla's ballet. I think he was quite unorthodox in many ways. He made a virtue of his flaws. Since he was self-taught, he could make terrible mistakes. He's notorious for, in this novel, in El Juguete Rabioso, he used the word herbero instead of yerba for grass, and herbero actually means a ruminant's gullet.
What happens when you're translating something like that? Do you have to correct him?
In that case, I had to. I just couldn't leave it as they walked across the ruminant's gullet in English. a colleague, a writer, an Argentine writer, Fernando Sorrentino, said that this was an instance where the translation was better than the original. I don't know about that, but there, in cases like this, you do have a chance to sort of clean up anything that just doesn't quite work in English, at least.
Didn't Arlt also have a romance with Marxism? He was 18 when the Soviet Union came into being.
He didn't talk too much about that, but I think it was thanks to his intense interest in speaking up for the marginalized that he was revived. His reputation was revived in the 50s and 60s by left-wing writers like David Viñas.
Now, was he popular in his life during his lifetime?
He evidently was not all that popular. He got an early break when Borges and Ricardo Giraldes, who were putting out the magazine Proa, kind of took him under their wing, and he actually was able to publish a couple of chapters from Mad Toy in that magazine before it was it got a prize and was published by Editorial Latina. But when the book was actually published in 1926, his mentor, Ricardo Giraldes, to whom he dedicates the book, came out with a similar, in a way, story of adolescent apprenticeship called Don Segundo Sombra. And that book gained much more critical attention, and it overshadowed Arlt's novels for quite a while.
So Arlt really became more famous when his work was revived long after he was dead. He died in 1942, and he was just 42 years old.
Yes, he died of a heart attack. He worked very hard. In some ways, he reminds me of Balzac, who worked terribly hard. He wanted to be a success, and he was definitely a successful writer. But his reputation really gained strength since the 60s, since 50s and 60s, and it's just continued to snowball since then in the Spanish-speaking world. It's Mad Toy has also been translated into French and Italian, so he has a European following as well.
Well, how much of his work is available in translation?
As far as his novels, Mad Toy and The Seven Madmen, there are two translations of Seven Madmen, one by Naomi Lindstrom and the other by Nick Kaster, I think his name is. There are some miscellaneous, you know, a story here, a play there, but not too much, really. It would be great if more could be translated, and I would say in particular his Agua Fuertes, that was the name of his column. It translates as etchings in English, which gives you an idea of how much he was also influenced by early 20th century painting. Some of those are just spectacular.
And he wrote that column for 15 years or so?
15 years, yes. And they were kind of like little vignettes, little paintings of Buenos Aires and the port.
Why do you think certain Latin American writers have become really famous in this country, like Borges and Garcia Marquez and Vargas Llosa, and others like Machado de Assis or Roberto Arlt don't? Is it just a matter of luck?
That's a very good question as far as why certain ones became famous and others didn't. I would say definitely in contrasting Borges and Arlt, he wrote in a much more traditional style, a very beautiful style, and Arlt never claimed to write beautifully, although the truth is he could write some very lyrical passages. One point that I would like to make is that here in the U.S., we simply don't pay enough attention to foreign books. There was a study done by the NEA a few years ago that found that only 3% of all books published in the U.S. the previous year had been translations. And that contrasts with Western Europe, where the percentage of translations is more like 40 or 50%.
My guest has been Michelle McKay Ainsworth, who is assistant professor of English at Houston Tillotson College in Austin, Texas, and translator of Roberto Arlt's first novel, Mad Toy, which is available from Duke University Press. The other novel that is available in this country, many people consider a masterpiece, is The Seven Madmen, and that's from Serpent's Tail Press. Do you like The Seven Madmen?
Yes, it's I like the sort of expressionist way in which Arlt wrote it, but I personally much prefer Mad Toy because it's still full of that youthful exuberance and comic energy of a young man. And it is clear that as he matured as a writer, his voice, his narrative became more and more cynical and somber and dark.
People can find out, listeners can find out more about Roberto Arlt and where to buy his works on our website at wnyc.org. And I want to thank you so much, Michelle McKay Ainsworth, for participating in today's Underappreciated as part of this series that we do every summer on writers who should be better known and unfortunately are.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really appreciative that Arlt had a chance to get better known.
Mad Toy, as I said, is available from Duke University Press.